It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People filing for unemployment will no longer need a smartphone to verify their identity to the state. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports that should help address one barrier for those without access to technology who've been stuck waiting to receive benefits.
Unemployed Coloradans can now use a computer to verify their identity through the state's third-party software, ID.me. They still need a webcam, though. People said they were blocked from getting any money because of the stricter verification rules, but the state said they were necessary to prevent fraud. Colorado's unemployment agency says there's also been a significant decrease in wait times for those who need help from an actual agent. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
State officials have closed a residential treatment center for troubled children after repeat violations. Ridgeview Youth Services Center, east of Denver, has had complaints about runaways, drug smuggling, and inappropriate use of restraints. Colorado's Department of Human Services wants the facility shut down by the end of June. The Colorado Sun reports residents were moved to other foster care placements last week. The University of Colorado Board of Regents has approved some tuition changes to fill ever-growing budget gaps. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Regents approved raising tuition for students in certain majors like natural sciences by about $3,500. That's tuition more than $14,000 a year. Art students would stay at about $11,000 per year. The bump would start in the fall of 2022. Current students have a four-year tuition guarantee, so it wouldn't affect them. Regents also increased resident tuition and mandatory fees by $500 each year for 3 years starting in 2022. The plan will help buffer a $117 million budget gap expected by 2025. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Fire officials in Durango say lightning set off more than 20 small fires over the weekend. Most of them were quickly extinguished, but one grew into the Trail Canyon Fire, which now covers some 800 acres on Ute Mountain and southern Ute lands. Officials say dry conditions and gusty winds led to that fire's rapid growth. The Front Range could get more rain today, while it is hot and dry again for southwest Colorado, where lightning set off those fires over the weekend. Denver and Fort Collins are cloudy and fairly cool, but getting hot again over the next couple of days, in the 70s around Denver this afternoon. This is CPR News.